Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Jireh Part 4, Travel Light. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22, verses 4 and 5. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, the lad and I will go yonder and worship and we'll come back to you." I really thought that I should throw this episode in because Abraham was a man full of wisdom and some of the things he did, especially in this scripture, are instructive. Abraham had been traveling for 3 days to go sacrifice his son. He had his son and his servants and the animals. None of them knew what exactly he was going to do. When he got to the place God had spoken to him about, the Bible says he asked his servants to stay back while he went up alone with Isaac. Abraham understood something that we should too. There are levels in your walk with God that you will get to where you will have to travel light. He didn't need people who would discourage him. He didn't need people around him who had no understanding of how God related with him. Abraham knew that those servants would distract him. So he brought them to a point and continued his journey alone. Question: who or what do you need to leave behind? You cannot afford to be sentimental. As you journey upward spiritually, you will have to travel light. People who have refused to grow, people who constantly challenge the sense in you obeying God, people who do not believe, people who mock your sacrifice, you cannot continue to travel with these ones. Abraham left them, went up, and received a revelation of God that he would never have if he allowed himself get distracted by the crowd. Notice the only thing Abraham took with him, the sacrifice. Isaac, the sacrifice, was the only thing Abraham took up the mountain to worship. The time has come for us as believers to go up and worship, away from distractions, away from eyes, away from the admiration of men, alone with our sacrifice. It was in this posture, alone with his sacrifice, that God revealed this dimension of himself as provider and provision to Abraham. As we lift our sacrifice of worship to God, may we experience him as provider. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that with you, we can never be stranded. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.